Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Luke just pointed out to me in the last segment, I occasionally said the election in 2004. Obviously, I meant 2024. Joe Biden's going to run for re-election in 2024. And that's when Der Trumpenfuhrer is thinking of doing it. But I think too many shackles on that boy. Too many shackles. Potential prosecutions in Manhattan, Atlanta, and Washington. This upcoming presidential election in 2024. Very favorable thing happened in Milwaukee County. And you have to know Milwaukee County and you have to know the issue. Milwaukee County rejected a gun show in the city sports complex, the county sports complex in Franklin, which is a suburb, part of Milwaukee County, Franklin, fine suburb. I have friends there. They have a sports complex, and every year for a number of years, there's been a gun show. It's popular. People show up. But here's the problem with the gun show. Here's the problem with the gun show, especially after Atlanta and Boulder and a lot of the other shootings. You can walk up to a stand, say, hey, I want that AR-15. And they'll sell it to you. No background check. And the Republicans in the state legislature passed a law prohibiting local ordinances having to do with guns, prohibiting them. You know, the Republicans say they're for local control. Local control. They're not for local control. They have changed the numbers of county supervisors. They have restricted what county boards and municipalities can do on taxation, on schools, and on guns. Why does the state legislature think that they know better than Milwaukee County or Dane County? Why does the state legislature think that maybe the idea of a gun show in Milwaukee County is different from a gun show in Rusk County, perhaps? I mean, here's the deal. Here's the deal. No background checks, no restrictions whatsoever. Anybody can walk in, just buy a gun and leave. And this, historically, you know, you talk about people doing it out in fields and at night and in parking lots and all that. Hey, this was the Milwaukee County Sports Complex in Franklin. Go there sometime. Very impressive facility, and it's been going on for years. Anyway, look, a lot of law-abiding people go to it. That's great. There are a lot of people who hunt. There are a lot of people who enjoy firearms. There are a lot of people who target shoot and all that, and I think that's all terrific. But you get the occasional nut, the occasional murderer, and it is wrong to have no background checks. Simple as that. There should be background checks for every sale. You should not be able to have private sales, you know, put a booth in a parking lot at night and say, psst, you want an AR-15. You shouldn't be able to do it. That should require a background check. And frankly, assault weapons should not be permitted. They were banned in the early 90s. Joe Biden helped get them banned. And the NRA supported that ban in the early 90s. Then the NRA got goofy. They got pro-Putin, pro-Russian. They sniff around Moscow. Their leadership helps themselves to millions of dollars in small amount, small payments from their supporters for lavish private expenditures. They're under investigation by the Attorney General in New York. Suddenly they go, nah, we don't think there should be a ban on assault weapons. And the Republicans overturned it when they had the Congress. And that's where we stand. So the good news, Milwaukee County they took a vote, and I think it was overwhelming. It was 4-1. No, as long as there are no background checks and the state legislature is telling us that we can't even be heard on the matter of gun safety, no. Then they can't command us to rent our county sports complex to just anybody. That we can still do, and we're not renting it to them. And I think that was the right decision. Going over to La Crosse, we had talked about this before, on French Island, right near La Crosse. There have been a discharge of forever chemicals in the water. I told you that one of the manufacturers, 3M, donated something like $70,000 to the Republican Party. The Republicans have stopped the DNR from prescribing much stiffer regulations on forever chemicals. The DNR at one point and others would not give bottled water to everybody, just people who had water that was over 15 parts per trillion. Most scientists said, give it to everybody. You don't want an infant drinking water with forever chemicals in it. Their development is much more precarious. Good news, the DNR announced it will now give bottled water to all residents of French Island near La Crosse. All residents. These forever chemicals came from firefighting foam that was used at the La Crosse Regional Airport. Now, for some reason, I don't know why, firefighting foam contains forever chemicals that inject carcinogens into your groundwater forever. The Republicans say, well, it's not forever, Matt. It's only 10 or 20,000 years. Okay, it's 10 or 20,000 years. How long do you think you're going to own your house? Take a look at history. What occurred 10,000 years ago? No one knows. We go back to about the Sumerians, little before the Egyptians and the Chinese. 10,000 years. There's no recorded history from 10,000 years ago. 10,000 years in the future, who knows what's going to... And the Republicans say, well, it's not technically forever, because forever means infinity. Come on. They took contributions from the manufacturers of the forever chemicals. What's so hard to understand about that? So the momentary good news is that the DNR will give bottled water to all residents of French Island, because there are forever chemicals in the water there, and they're not going to nickel and dime people and say, well, you only have 14 parts per trillion in your well. Your neighbor has 15 parts per trillion, so therefore he'll get it and you won't. You don't want an infant drinking anything having to do with 14 parts per trillion forever chemicals, or 13 or 12 or anything. You do not want to drink forever chemicals. One thing I don't understand, why can't you invent firefighting foam that doesn't have forever chemicals? I mean, why are these chemicals necessary? Why are they necessary? There must be other foam products that don't require them. I know for a while, creating Teflon and no-stick surfaces had dangerous chemicals in it. I think they've cured that. Maybe they haven't cured it. I don't know. But the fact is that this should not be tolerated. And you have a Republican legislature that won't let the DNR set stiffer standards. Even stiffer standards they won't let them set. Because they say, technically, we should do it, not the DNR. Okay, fine. That's because of these sort of lame duck laws, these crooked lame duck laws the gerrymandered illegitimate legislature put in. Then do it. If you don't want the DNR to do it, do it. Well, we're studying it. They've been studying it for a couple of years. This is in bad faith, actual bad faith, knuckling under to donors. And if people vote for them, if you want forever chemicals in your groundwater in this state, it's not just going to be your well. It's going to end up being lakes. It's in Green Bay, going into Lake Michigan. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.